JR, I want to go to you right now in our solution segment here that we call it. You and I are both committed to not just giving information, but also offering counsel and suggestions on what to do about it. Give us some basic principles, if you could, that can guide our listeners today in how to consider what we've said today and then what they should do as a result of it. Can you go down that path?
I absolutely could, Sam. And you know, I'm not a prepper and I'm not an alarmist, but I am somebody who spent a lifetime trying to help other people know what to do and how to prepare for really bad things. And just like a good sermon, I think what I've got maybe is three points and a prayer verse. Point number one, we just heard about the earthquake on the border between Iran and Iraq. And right now, that whole region is undergoing earthquakes politically, earthquakes militarily, earthquakes financially. And whether it's a flood, a hurricane, forest fires, terrorist attack, financial attack, there's so many things that we here in the United States need to be aware of that could happen. Things come out of the blue. We're ready for the things that we know about, the things that are typical. It's the things that we're not expecting that we really need to go the extra mile to be prepared for. Plan for how you and your family are going to be able to be self-supportive for a minimum of 3 weeks without government intervention or rescue. That's worst case, I think. And I think that, you know, if we've seen what's happening in California with the forest fires. We've seen what's happened with the people that were attacked in the church. Those people have lost everything, and they've got to be able to take care of themselves and their family. Know what you're going to need. Think about what you're going to need. And it's not just the things that everybody would think about. It's the necessities of life. Don't assume you're going to be able to get those. Know where you and your family are going to gather. Have a rallying point, and make sure everybody knows where that rally point is. Know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it for your protection, your family's protection, and their security. Have some form of communication. Know what you're going to go do. Don't always assume that the cell phones are going to work. Two, build a network of friends and neighbors that you can trust. I mean trust with your life. Not just trust to loan your lawnmower to, but trust that they will have your back. Here's one thing that we've learned in Special Forces. Nobody can survive alone, and nobody can survive in a small team in a single area. You better have a plan on how to move from place to place, and you better know how to get what you need wherever you got to go. Think that through. That doesn't happen by accident, and it's not going to happen if you're totally reactive and trying to solve it as you're going. Have a plan. I've trained people for years to have a plan A, B, C, and I even tell them have a plan D. No plan survives the first 5 minutes of contact with the crisis. Have a plan to deviate from. And third, and this is most importantly, pray. Pray in your prayer closet. Pray with your family. Pray with your church. Pray with your friends. Pray without ceasing. But remember, this is not something that you should be concerned about or panicked about. God's in control. Nothing happens without His approval, and nothing happens without His purpose. Everything that's going on right now is part of God's plan. It's in the Bible. Read it. It's there. And Luke 21, verse 36, I think is very appropriate for this that we're seeing today. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. We're going to stand, J.R., and we need to be prepared.
J.R., excellent things. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I encourage you, go to our website when we're done, standinthegapradio.com, or download on your app. Just put in the phrase, Stand in the Gap, and you can have it, and you can go back and you can listen to these things. But it's basically plan ahead. Know what you're going to do. 3 weeks of assistance without government help. Develop a network of trusted friends, neighbors, where to go and how. I mean, that's why you have a church family and families and friends. Do that and then pray alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe, really, that when Christ told his disciples, how is it that you can look at the sky at night and know it's not today's going to be like tomorrow, but you don't understand the signs of the time? We should understand what's going on. All of this discussion is to help the believer understand, be prepared for the Lord's return, and be motivated, ladies and gentlemen, motivated by love for the souls of our neighbors and friends who do not yet know Jesus Christ as Savior. This ought to be. So when we look at these things, as JR said, it's not a matter of fear, not a matter of running. By no means. Do our best, submit to the Lord in prayer, but be urgent and passionate about leading people to Jesus Christ. Now is the time, and that's what we ought to do. That's what we encourage
Amen.
You to do. That's how to handle and respond to these things.